How are you doing today? No, really, I mean that. How are you doing? You know, there is increasing awareness that this time of difficulty, this pandemic, is initiating a second crisis, and that is that people are beginning to struggle significantly, emotional struggles, because of the presence of such long duress, especially when it complicates with not only issues of the economy and jobs, but also the inability to connect closely with other people. And you begin to feel alone, and you begin to feel that you're carrying your burden all by yourself. This is on my mind for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is something that was told to me yesterday. I was doing some recording for a new seminar that we're going to be doing on inner healing. And there was a person there to assist me, and they, in a very hesitant way, wanted to let me know that someone I know, that they didn't even want to tell me their name because they didn't have permission, was struggling with increasing levels of depression. And as depression often does, it led them to isolate, to try to hide, to feel shame, not even wanting me to know who it was, and making sure that if I did discover who it was, that I would know they're not interested in having a conversation. You know, depression is like emotional quicksand. It often comes on in times of great fatigue, where we have experienced loss, and often in the midst of experiencing both fatigue and loss, by choice or by circumstance, we begin to disconnect from other people, which is a huge, huge mistake. And the longer we stay disconnected from other people, when we are beginning to deal first with feeling sad, and then with dysthymia, and then with depression, the longer that we disconnect, the more likely it is that our despair will lead to depression, and our depression may lead to an experience of emotional desolation. And I think we need to be aware of this in these days and be particularly attentive to the need to connect with God and to connect with other people, especially in a time when we are experiencing ongoing and what appears to be deepening seasons of loss. This is a crisis of duress. That long-term, sustained stress that begins to wear on us deeply. I was reading recently and came across this quote in Glenn Schiraldi's book, The Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Sourcebook. He said this, "In trauma, we don't only lose something, we lose our way. Hard-earned gains and dreams for the future seem irrevocably lost. Our development is impaired, and our grieving is ultimately about finding our way home again." And I think there are a lot of us that are wishing things would get back to normal, that we could find our way home. But it's not happening, is it? Not easily. Andrew Solomon, in his book, The Noonday Demon, speaks of depression and says, "Depression is emotional pain that is broken free of its cause." And now we sit in it, not sure why we're feeling the way we do, and yet, my own words, like being trapped in quicksand, we find ourselves being increasingly sucked down. Well, we better be careful about this because it's serious when we begin to struggle like this. We've got to learn how to connect with other people, how to talk with other people, and then how to spend time with God, trusting that He's here in this with us. All right, let me just mention something. You may have heard me talk about this in the past, but the difference between my dad and me. My dad passed in March, and I think of him often, as I do my mom. And he was an extrovert to the extreme. He loved being with people. He didn't need to even know them as long as he could talk. And boy, did my dad like to talk. He could find somebody on the street and walk up to them and begin a conversation and just share and share and share. And he had this belief that they were as interested in what he was saying as he was. Now, my dad went through a lot of difficulties and trials and trauma, not the least of which was spending 3 years watching my mom descend increasingly into the darkness of Alzheimer's. And yet he handled it pretty well, and he handled it because he stayed connected with other people, and also because in his latter years, his faith in God began to increase. There's something about my dad's ability to be an external processor and an extrovert that needed people that enabled him to find strength and support in the midst of his own losses and his own challenges. And I am very, very different. I'm an introvert. I usually process things internally. I think about them myself, and if I'm having prayer time, it's all within myself, and I tend to isolate. And I think one of the effects of this is that it's easier for me to wander into quicksand without somebody else being there to hear my story, to attune to where I am, and to keep me on a more solid path. A number of years ago, it's been quite a while now, over 20 years ago, I went through a deep season of depression, and it was oriented toward fatigue. It had to do with loss. It had to do with unprocessed pain of the past. And I remember once saying to my dad, "Dad, have you ever been depressed?" And he said, "No." And then, as only my dad could say, he said, "I'm just too dumb for that." Well, the truth of the matter was that part of the reason he didn't struggle with the many traumas that he had walked through as badly as I do is because of his ability to connect, to talk, to externalize, to dialogue. And I think this is very, very important in this day. I've been trying to share over and over again about the importance of community. That's why I did the two sessions on the wading pools, that we've got to connect. But we also have to connect with God in these times, recognizing that God isn't somewhere way out in space, disinterested in what we're experiencing, but He's right here at hand with us. As I've often said, God does His best work when we're in the ditch, and if we turn around, we'll find that He's right there with us. This idea of with us is such an important part of being sustained in these kinds of difficult times. I want to encourage you to do something. I'd like you to go online. I want you to look up Cornerstone Boulder. It's a church. And I'd like you to listen to a sermon my son did, Aaron, on Elijah. It's a sermon about 1 Kings chapter 18 and chapter 19. 18 being the great confrontation that Elijah has with the prophets of Baal. 19 about his own struggle with depression afterwards, fatigue, isolation, and loneliness. This sermon by my son it's outstanding. And I say that even though he is my son, I want to encourage you to consider going there, listening to it. Because he shares some points that are so important about staying connected during a pandemic so that we are not then facing a second pandemic of great emotional duress. Over the years, I've tried to teach people that every loss in life demands a season of grieving. And right now, people across the globe are experiencing loss. Many, the loss of people that they love. Others, the loss of a job, the loss of feeling well, well-being, the loss of being able to connect with other people. There is a lot of loss in the world right now. And all that loss needs to be grieved, grieved before the Lord, grieved in our own psalm that we cry out to God with in order that He can help us carry what it is we're struggling with. And we need other people to be there for us. Our brains are made in such a way that the mind works best when we're connected to others. Now, right now, you may be thinking, well, I'm not a professional. Look, there's a work that the professional has to do, but right now, a lot of people, they don't need a professional. They need a friend. They need a compassionate, empathic connection with you. And maybe that's what you need in this difficult time. There's a book called Awakening from Grief. And in that book, the author says, our job is to be a presence rather than be a savior. A companion rather than a leader. A friend rather than a teacher. That's what we need to handle when we're dealing with this awakening from grief. And there are a lot of people that are struggling today. I heard a statistic recently that was astounding to me, that in some communities, the rate of suicide is exponentially increasing. And I know that part of that is this long-term duress that includes a disconnection. And for some people, they're not aware that God is very present right now. And yet they don't sense Him. And they don't have someone there to support them right now where you are. I ask the question, how are you? Don't play around the edges of quicksand. If you begin to feel that you're sad, make sure you're connecting with someone. Spend some time with God. Turn on the music and listen to the Lord's hymns and songs and spiritual songs that can lift your heart. Talk to somebody. Externalize what you're feeling in order that you can be sustained in this time. There's a weariness that comes in these seasons, and weariness and fatigue can lead to loneliness, and when loneliness then begins to creep in, we try to handle things on ourselves, we don't externalize our struggles, and soon we find ourselves flailing away in quicksand, and no matter how hard we struggle, we continue to go down. Be supported. Turn to God. Find the friend. Spend time with them. I'm really very concerned. And I begged this person yesterday, let me know what I can do. Who is this person? How can I support them? I'm concerned about them because depression and despair is not something to be played with. It's a serious issue. God loves you. He cares about where you are. He can be found even in the midst of this difficult time. Reach out to God. Reach out to someone else. Spend some time listening to Aaron's sermon. I think it'll help you. It'll encourage you. It'll lead you to a new day.